of life.
Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Laura the D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, it's a blessing to be able to come before you. We're in 21 countries now. God has blessed us to expand. See, when you believe in our Lord and Savior, when he gave you a vision, no one can change that vision, even you. You have to do what God bless you to do. We started off being in only one or two countries, which is the United States. Now we're in 20 other countries. See, God is good. This is Dr. Lowe on the Dr. Lowe Show. We're going to just talk about what's going on in your neighborhood. We're going to talk about treating people right. And that's what it's all about. See, too many times we don't understand. So to have big change in your life, you got to treat people right. And I want to play this song just to get us started up, understanding you must treat people right to gain that step for the big change.
I'll make your home if you ain't treating you right. Tell it takes to get home if you ain't treating you right. I'm tired of seeing you cry, baby, cause you ain't treating you right. You need to get to a man, girl, like that girl in your life. 65. I'll make you feel good, girl. Make you feel alive. I'll sleep on your couch. You can keep your bed. Cause if you ain't happy, you don't need a man in there. See, all you need is a man like me. A man like me. That's a boy. And give you everything that you need.
Treat people right. We want to make sure in our neighborhood we're doing what's right. So the title of the show is Small Steps to Big Change. This is Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. You ask yourself, why should I check out this Dr. Lowe? It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. The real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. We want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number for the show today is 347-857-4192. I'm going to repeat that, 347-857-4192. If you want to share your thoughts, you want to chat with me, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can just talk with me by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then distinctly ask you, come on now, let's go. Let's make this thing do what it needs to do. Then you have an opportunity to give your location if you want to and your name, and then you can jump right in with Dr. Lowe and talk about what's going on in your neighborhood, what steps are being taken in your neighborhood to see big changes. And that's what it's all about. You can go to the web link if you just want to hear this show. You can check it out. www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You want to check us out by just emailing us, just sharing your thoughts with us. You got some things, you got a guest you'd like to come on the show, people that you know got some expertise, fine. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com. Again, that's WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com. And you can also tweet the show. You have that opportunity at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're being broadcast on Instagram today only on one vehicle, and that's with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We are partners with them. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We work with those brothers to make sure we give a shout out to all those brothers out there doing some awesome things. This week we had some milestone individuals, or more or less we had people that make an impact. We want to give a shout out to a business owner who's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama, none other than Jerome 3 Harris III. We want to recognize his effort in the community, but besides that, he was a partner with Operation Blue Hope, where we provided bikes, over 25 bikes for children in Butler County. That's what it's all about. We're going to give a shout out to that brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And the last 2 weeks, we shouted out to brother Dara E-Train Elliott, who we know many know on 94.1 and all the many other channels they have, 96.7 down in South Alabama, and they focus on just the big KD. That's what they call the big KD, trying to focus on what's going on in the community. Let's hear what we have to, you know, say. Let's talk about things that's going on, but it's awesome. A shout out to Brother Dara E-Train Elliott, also being recognized. Then in the first week, we getting back of January, getting back in the groove, just getting back and doing our spotlight. A shout out to a business owner, an educator, also official with our High School Athletic Association down in Georgiana, Alabama, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the owner, co-owner of Mary Ruth Restaurant. You can stop in Georgiana, Alabama on Highway 106 West. Go check him out. That's Brother Marvin Smith and his wife, who's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That is Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. So we definitely want to give those individuals a shout out. Let's talk about some other things that we have going on. We're also being broadcast by Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. You also have a chance to check out all of our episodes, all every one of them. You can check us out by going to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. If you want to go to Tumblr, if you just want to just go to YouTube television, you can do that. We're just, and that's the Smith Way Production. We're just making it do what it do best God has blessed us to do. So we're real excited about that. The last thing we want to shout out in our introduction is that, as we said in our promoted part of our introduction, when it was talking about the introduction of the host and everything, we wanted to give a shout out to let you know we have additional countries added to it. At the time, we had 19 countries. We have had additional 2 countries added, and that's individuals in Japan, the individuals in the United Kingdom, and we also mentioned earlier in France and Germany. So it's really 3 others. So we're moving forward. With 18, now we're up to 22. And it's our 21. See, God is good. Even in the United States, when a majority of our listeners and watchers are, will you check us out? You'll check us out through Blog Talk Radio. Also in Canada and south of the borders in Mexico. See how God works? He makes things do what it's supposed to do. Let's talk about small steps to big changes. And I want you to be a part of it. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to just share your name and location, and then offer your expertise, your comments on small step to big changes. You know, when you look at that title, I'm just going to take an opportunity in my own personal life. It takes small steps to get some of the things that I have been able to accomplish, but besides being blessed with. Blessed. Take this radio station. Take this format we have. It was just a prayer to God, bless me with something where I can change the lives of young people. I retired as an educator. So I've been changing lives of young people who are full adults now that I had a major part in their life. But I said, give me a way I can get the word out, God, because I'm interested in this sports talk show. But God blessed it to have that vision expanded. So we just not only focus on sports, we focus on economics, we focus on social issues, political issues. We just focus on just plain old life issues. We focus on relationships. See, that's how God would expand through small stuff. It took small stuff. September of 2017, we kicked off our first show in the third week of September of 2017. It is now, listen to me, February of 2022. Come on, God is good. That's a hand clap for that. I give him a hand clap because God is awesome. We couldn't do it without taking those small steps. 5 years later, we're still taking those small steps, looking to expand it even more to be able to bring in some other avenues of media. So let's work for. We appreciate your support. Bless those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Particularly, we're looking on the line I see now, Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett is joining us. He's also our financial secretary. He's joining. I'm going to give him a wave as well as this is Phi Upsilon Sigma 1914. Thank you for joining us as well. Thank you so much, man. I tell you, it's awesome to have you all on because, see, that's showing God is working in so many ways with us, making sure the word expands. I already gave a shout-out to Jacqueline Davidson. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for joining us out of McKenzie, Alabama. Awesome place down in Butler County, south of the seat, which is Greenville. But I tell you, it's an awesome place and awesome people. Let's look at small steps to big changes. Truly, truly, we got to think about how do you identify, how do you recognize the small steps to make big changes? You know, it's there, how small steps make big changes. You have to have this rule of five. This rule of five saying that I'm going to make sure I focus on whatever the situation is. That's number one. Number two is I'm going to focus on through that situation is planning. See, you have to plan what you're going to accomplish in life. See, you can't just go do it. See, I always tell my children, so proud of them, they do things, and everybody proud of their children and the things they're doing. But I tell mine all the time. They're all adults now. I tell them, I say, you come to dad, come to me with a plan of action. Don't just come to me and just want to just talk and let me come up with the plan. Put some thoughts in it. You have to make sure you have to put some thought. You have to set goals. So in your planning process, set a goal. This is what I want to accomplish in this phase, 1, 2, 3. That's what we have to do. Have a plan of action. Develop new habits. See, when you're doing this, you want to have big changes. You have to develop new habits because the habits you had previously didn't allow you to expand, didn't allow you to grow. So what you want to do, you want to develop new habits and new behavior. See, there's nothing wrong with changing when it's not working. They said that, you know, if you continue, this is our old hundreds that you hear all the time. If you keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, that is not a sense of success. That's a success, means a sense of insanity. So are you going to continue to be insane when you're doing things? Small steps to big changes. A shout out to book_smart_1914. Thank you, my brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, for taking time to check us out and see what's going on. Let's talk about the next thing when we talk about tracking your progress. See, that's number four, making sure you track your progress. See, one of the biggest things people do is when they come up with a plan, they don't have what we call checkpoints. You have to have checkpoints in your life. See, if you want to be the best version of you, come on now, you have to say, I'm going to be the best version of me because you know what? I'm going to plant the seed of success. And I'm going to take that seed and I'm going to cultivate that seed. Then I'm going to take the cultivation of that seed and I'm going to plan how I'm going to make sure it's successful. If I need adding something to it, fertilizer, whatever it may be. That's what we have to do when we're taking small steps. Then we get to be able to move forward and then set a goal. My goal is to have this plant ready to go to the market in 6 months. You know, I'm not a planner. I'm just saying, but I'm a planner. And when you're a planner, you make sure you plan what you're doing. See, then you get to the point of whatever I have worked on, I'm going to prioritize and say, maybe this is what I want to be successful. See, in life, we don't hold ourselves accountable. So when you're tracking your progress, you're knowing what you're doing by having checkpoints, then you can say, this is my priority. I'm going to be successful. And that's what we're talking. We're always told you have to have a plan of action. It says plan to succeed or plan to fail. That's all about taking small steps to big changes. And we have to keep that in mind. Now, why is it important to take small steps? We got to remember, when a child, God bless us with the most beautiful thing in our life that we have is a child, is children. When they come into this world, the life has already been planned. All of our life has already been planned. God has the plan and the will that we must follow. We have to keep that in mind. So we'll plan there. When they come in and we see them, we can see that their eyes are glaring and excited about coming here. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about when he come into a thought about doing something. When you come and want to make changes, you have to take small steps. So as that child go through the 9 months, sometimes it'll always go 9 months. But when you get in the process and brought into and see the glaring eyes of the parents, there's a smile on their face. Because you know what? There's some work going to be done. And see, that's what we have to keep in mind. Small steps to big changes. And you can't be afraid to take the small steps. That's why it's so important. See, small steps can lead to a good cycle of success. Small steps can lead to a good cycle of success, breeding success. Come on now, you hear what I said? We talked in the process. I mentioned those things about planning, talking about planning and prioritizing. I talk about all the things you have, because you got to track your progress in there. You have to make sure you cultivate what you're doing. Just remember, small steps can lead to a good cycle of success, breeding success. See, it's one thing about it. When you start having success, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you that way. You'll begin to breed success, because in the process, you establish habits. See, that's the thing about it. It's like when we have a plan, we establish in habits how we're going to do things, and we have to follow the plan of action and follow your habit. Hit many goals. See, that's the thing about many, meaning our smaller goals. Don't try to hit the big goal all the time. If you're in the life, if you run into somebody always talking about the big dream, it's all right to have the big dream. What you ask them, and you take time to ask them, what are the small steps you're going to so you can get to that big dream? You got to have a plan of action. Only a business that you put together will be successful for a short period of time, because you'll make quick money and you're still not going to be successful, because the money is going to go as quick as you got it. So you have to remember that small steps can lead to good cycle, success, breeding success, as you establish habits, hit many goals, and note your progress. Now, you notice what I gave you in the first part of this, the steps and the rules that should be dictated in a way that you should be successful. We've talked about first planting whatever seeds you have for success, but you got to come and cultivate it. You have to have a plan. You have to check the progress, but you have to make it a priority, so you can have an awesome production. So we have to keep that in mind. See, what when you plan for a cycle of success, it increases your confidence. When you start checking it point by point, place by place, time by time, you have a sense of confidence. And also, when you see you are taking a step, and the next step, like I was talking about a child, when they come in this world, their eyes is bright. There are steps that child has to go through. That child has to go through an infant stage And in that infant stage, they're going to be counting heavily on that person, the mother or the person that's responsible for taking care. And man don't make you responsible. God makes you responsible. See, when he blessed you to have that child, you have to be ready to take the small steps with that child. We go through the infant stage. You got to make sure you're able to feed them. You got to make sure you're able to burp them. You got to make sure you'll be able to teach them during that process where they can learn. So you're going through there. That creates confidence. They eventually can move to a point. So they move to a point where they're able to stand up. See, they may stand up because they fell many times. See, that's one thing about taking small steps to help move toward big changes. You have to sometimes fail and don't give up. You have to keep working and never give up. So what it happens, if you take it to small step, your confidence grows. You know, then you'll be motivated. You'll be willing to see that it's easier to stay in it for the long haul. See, that's one of the things that people miss out on. See, when we're talking about small step to big changes, you got to remember you got to stay in it to win it. You got to make it go when it might not go. You might have to take a step back, but don't give up. Keep on grinding. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll actually give you location and your name. Then jump right in with your conversation. It's all about small steps to big change. If you got a testimony, call in through that 347-857-412. You said when you had something you want to happen, it took a while to happen. But the thing about it, you might purchase a home. You might purchase a car. You might want to do some things in life. But you had to go to school. You had to plan for that. But you know what? You had to take small steps. As I was talking about a child, when a child gets to the point where they're able to pull up over a period of time, pull up on the couch, pull up on the chair, because they ain't not walking. They're pulling up, and they're just getting their confidence, see? When they pull up and hold on, it's like, oh, I can stand a little bit. So they keep doing that. Then it's going to be that day when they pull up and turn and take one step after another. They're going to take another one and take another one. They're going to take another one, and they may fall, but the one thing about that child is going to get up, and that's what you have to do. Small steps to big changes. See, that's what you need to have in your mind. I want to be successful. When you're trying to buy a home, small steps to big changes. Have a plan of action. Plant a seed saying that this is what I want. Believe me with our Lord and Savior. Then you have a plan of action. Said this is the plan. Leave it with our Lord and Savior. Then you got to check your progress. And after you check the progress, then you go look at the priority. What are you here for? What you got to do? So when you do that, just like that child that was pulling up on that furniture, pulling up on your leg, pulling up because we knew he couldn't walk because she couldn't walk, but that one day they pulled up and their confidence got strong. They was motivated and they took out step after step after step. Come on now. You know about that small steps. If you have children, relatives, then our family members watching children pull up, and next thing they know, they're walking. Then they'll begin to do what? To run. See, that's confidence, motivation, and progress. And that's what it's all about. So small steps to big changes. And we got to always keep that in mind. Now, so how do you start a small change? See, that's what we got to understand. There are steps that you have to gradually go through in your life to make it better. See, there's drastic changes in your life for you to be better. See, first of all, you got to reprogram your mind. See, that's the problem. You know, we talk about on our Love Cafe, we talk about what love is and what love does. See, love is a state of mind. See, you got to reprogram your mind. If you want love as part of the plan of action in your life, you got to reprogram your mind. See, you can't be afraid to reprogram your mind to stay positive. See, don't ever go in a situation when you truly say, I want this, but I got a negative word I got to say about it. See, I was listening to one of the famous artists. They was talking about, if you say you want it, you can get it. But if you say you don't, like, I can't do this, you can't. I can't say that, you won't. I'm not able to do it, you're right. See, you got to remember, you got to speak it into existence. See, that's our biggest problem when we're talking about small steps to big changes. We don't want to speak it into existence. So you have to remember, reprogram your mind. It's a state of mind to stay positive. The next thing is set your alarm half an hour earlier. Every day, if you're scheduled to get up and go to work, don't get up to run to go to work. Get up and plan to go to work. See, that's what we got to remember. See, you're talking about resetting your mind, reprogramming your mind. You want a better life. You want drastic changes. You have to first reprogram, set yourself in a position. If it's early, I'll be early. One of the things that people know me, I always tell them I want to be on time. I don't like to be late. I like to get on time. If it means 15 minutes early, it's okay. 30 minutes early. An hour and a half early. Because you know what? Now I can work better. See, I got to work. My mind can work so much better because I'm comprehending the environment. I'm comprehending people. I'm looking and observing what's going on. See, that's how you have a better life. And I can tell you, blessed, being blessed, you'll know because God will bless you. And when you get reprogrammed, see, the thing about God, he already has the plan and the will. See, if you ain't praying for a plan, if you ain't praying for the will, you ain't going to get nowhere. I don't care if you want that new house, a new car, a new relationship. You set your mind, I want somebody to spend the rest of my life with. You got to reprogram your mind. You have to also set some goals and set time and put value on time. See, that's what that hour and a half is all about, the value of time. The next thing, clean up after yourself immediately. Now, that don't mean you got to clean your house up, but clean yourself up. You might have to do some things. You have to make sure you adjust your life. It don't mean you got to go in there and get your hair done. We ain't talking about that. We just say clean up. Clean up behind yourself immediately. See, that way you can start a new lesson. You can start a new challenge. You can take more steps. And you can see big changes. Next thing is don't overcommit. See, sometimes we overextend ourselves. We become overwhelmed. Shout out to Seema Jackson. How you doing this thing? For all of y'all, let me shout out to y'all. Belated happy Valentine's Day. And I hope you got everything that you asked for. But we're going to give you something today on Dr. Lowe Neighborhood. Hopefully it'll set in your spirit and set in your mind that you can use because small steps to big changes. Don't overcommit. Listen to what I'm saying here. Don't overcommit. Somebody said, well, doctor, get on here and you preach. God, sometimes it's in your spirit. God plays the word, and you bring it out. When it comes out, don't always have to be having notes in front of you because you're speaking from your inner self, and you got to live from your inner self. If you want big changes in life, take small steps. The next thing, as I said, don't overcommit. When you overcommit, as I said, you become overwhelmed. And when you become overwhelmed, you do what? You give up. You try to take shortcuts to get there. But then you want to run instead of walk. You want to leap instead of taking that step. One at a time. Small step to big changes. Next thing, don't be so predictable. You know, people say, man, you do the same thing all. But that ain't what they're talking about. We're talking about don't be predictable in everything you're doing. Sometimes change it up just a little bit. Whatever it is, whether your routine of getting up in the morning going to work, change your direction sometimes. You know, get there 15 minutes early. Get there an hour and a half early. Don't always run in the door at the start. So that means you're predictable. Everybody can say, you know, I know when so-and-so coming. You know, as a principal, when I worked many years ago, I could always tell you who's going to be late. I don't even have to be at the school that day. I know who's late. Because you know what? They're predictable. If you want to have big changes, you have to change that in small steps. Don't be late all the time. Be on time and be early. Next thing, swap complaining for expressing gratitude. Swap complaining for expressing gratitude. You actually say, Dr. Lord, what you talking about? Let me tell you. See, people that complain all the time, not appreciate what you do for them or what God has done for them. See, they complaining. And that story about this mother who had a child and the car she had broke down. And then she was praying. And she would go to her closet, wherever your closet may be. And she would be praying, God, I need a car so I can carry my children back and forth. I can have it in case of emergency. I can get to work myself. And God answered her prayer. See, God sent her what she asked for. You know, he sent her a small Volkswagen. And the lady looked up and said, God, I thank you for it, but I wanted a Cadillac. Then God said, ask me, and I shall give. See, that's our mistake right there. We complain instead of expressing gratitude. Isn't that you? Come on now. Ask yourself, are you always complaining because you didn't get that job? Are you always complaining because you didn't get what you want? Are you complaining because people not doing what you asked them to do? Ask yourself, are you gratified to be able to do it? So that's gratitude for what they're doing for you. So you got to be thankful, and you ain't got to thank man. You thank our Lord and Savior, because when he wakes you up in the morning, be grateful, be full of gratitude. Jump up, say, God, thank you. Thank you for doing this for me. You didn't have to do it for me, but you did, because he's the author of all our lives. And he can make a decision to allow you to lay down and you'll be there because he has answered a prayer. Your prayer said, God bless me in some way, in some form. And what God will do, he will, when he said, your work is done. So be grateful every morning you get up. Be grateful you got a job. Be grateful for your family. Be grateful for your children. You see, our biggest problem is we want more because somebody else got more. God knows what you need, not what you want. See, I'm trying to get this moment out of me because God is working inside. Because, see, I know this feeling. I know when you let God do this, let God take charge. I promise you, I'm going to tell you, you'll be grateful because every night I lay down, and before I go to sleep, I pray to the Lord. I said, God, thank you for what you've done for me today. I said, God, I ask you to watch over me as I lie down at a slumber state. See, that's why you read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. He makes me lie down in the green pasture. Do you know what the green pasture is? It's when you take that time to lie your body down and you become a slumber state. And God going to rejoice. He's going to regenerate. He's going to regroup you. He's going to do all those things. So you got to keep in mind that God, when he lay you down, and it's a blessing when he wakes you up in the morning. You got to be full of gratitude. You got to be happy. And you got to give him the highest praise. And that's hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You did it for me one more time. So I want you to understand that, you know, it's all based on him, the author. He'll make the decision. So instead of complaining, my knees hurt me this morning. But you ought to be saying, thank you, Lord, you woke me up. I can feel my knees. See, that's what we got the others to. The next thing is stop comparing yourself to others. Oh, come on now. I know y'all can talk with me, but I want you to call in 347-857-4278. 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, your name. Then you offer your expertise. Tell me the small steps that you have to deal with. But let's just take what I just said. I was talking about steps that you can change your life, drastically change your life for the better. Stop comparing. Come on now, yourself to others. See, we good about that. They call living the Joneses. I'm trying to outdo the Joneses. Why are you trying to outdo somebody else? God gave you a specific task for the day. God has given you everything you have specifically based on what he wants to give to you, not what you think you should have. See, God bless you with what you need. So when you pray at night, pray for what you need, not for what you want. Because you want to have a nice car, a Cadillac, a Mercedes, Alexis, you know what, that Buick, that Chevrolet, that Nissan, come on, that Audi, whatever rides just as good as that Cadillac, and sometimes even better. Come on, you got to remember that, you know, don't compare yourself to others. That's the, let me get a car like the folks down the street. Let me get a house like the folks. I want 3,400 feet, square feet as well. Square foot of a house. Well, you might not, God don't think you need 3,500 square feet. God think you need 21. That might be enough. You got to remember, he know what you need, not what you want. So don't compare yourself to other people. And that's one of the biggest things that you have to keep in mind when you're taking step by step for big changes. Take those steps. They might be a little bitty small steps, but take those steps. The next thing we want to focus on, can small changes make difference? Can small changes make big difference? I want you to think about that for a minute. Can small changes make big difference? Think about in your life now, those small steps you had to take and see where you have accomplished. You know, I mentioned that Jacqueline Davis on from McKinsey. My first teaching position was in McKinsey, which is about almost 80 miles away from Montgomery. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, why do I need to take a job way down there? You know what he told me? He said, son, you got to take the small steps so you can get to the big thing. So I'm telling you, I had no problem because I knew God was blessing me to be able to go down there. For whatever reason he had, he wanted me to be in McKinsey. I spent 9 years there. Some awesome people. And Jacqueline, you can just give me a heart up. Let me know. Y'all some awesome people. That was a step in my life. That he blessed me to be around some awesome people that now are still connecting with me. That Jacqueline and her daughter be on here. We have people like the Schuberts that be on, mom and son, the Rudolph. Woo! Come on, I see our God is the Johnson. You know, all of those individuals that I encountered, God bless us, and bless me to have that opportunity. That was a small step, but it had a big change in my life. See, that's what we got to remember. Can small changes, small steps, or small changes make big difference? Yes. I'm telling you personally, I able to be down there, learn a whole lot. I learned how to be the best version of myself at that time. I learned being one of awesome people that love you and care for you and want things right in their community. They put the effort. Remember, Mr. Schubert, always coming and talking to me. And share that with me. Share that this is what you can do to be the best version of yourself. So small changes can make big difference. See, why you believe that changes are the only way to achieve results? Because small lifestyle changes can actually make a big difference to your overall health and well-being. Small lifestyle changes. We always talking about exercise. We got this thing fitness now. Everybody got this fitness. They made fitness suit. Everybody have. But everybody's been working out. It's a difference when you work out for your health and well-being. I just like making sure not only just having a Bible, going to church, read the word, pray, because it'll make a change in your life. We got to remember when we said well-being, there are well-being, and that's five of them that I want you to always keep in your mind. Physically, and physical well-being is your health. Mental well-being is making sure your mind, you remember we said earlier, it stayed positive. Emotionally, making sure you working from the inner self, from your heart and your soul. See, that's what you got to remember. Those three are important, but I tell you, two more are more powerful than those three. Your spiritual well-being. See, when you got God in your life, when you're working by his plan and his will, everything going to be all right. I want to give a shout out to my fraternity brother. That is Brother Daryl Baker. Thank you for joining us of Epsilon Beta Sigma chapter of Hayneville, Alabama. Thank you so much for joining us, Daryl, so much for taking time to do this. Just remember the last one. I just mentioned spiritual, right? Spiritual, right? What's the last one? Financial well-being. Small steps for big changes. Small steps make big difference. Think about it. Financially, you have to walk. No individual starts off, whether you say a professional, a doctor, a lawyer, start off making the money. They have to take the small step. Everybody got to walk in block, step by step. So you work your way up the ladder. And see, make sure your well-being is in order. It helps you to understand that big changes are on the way to achieve results. And when I say you got to take step by step, it's not a run to the finish line. So, you know the story about the turtle now. You know, hare's a rather speed, got all that speed. Turtle take what? Step by step. But in the end, because the rabbit ran so fast, hare ran so fast, he had time to sit down and relax. See, that's what you make a mistake at. Taking the large steps and getting to a point where you can relax when the other person taking step by step. And they're going to catch up and pass you. And you're going to sit down and think you got the will and the know-how to run by. See, just a point to bring Dr. Lynn DeJohn stated that when changes are too drastic, they may be overwhelming. Is that you? When you have two changes coming too fast, like the hare of the rabbit running so fast, you had to the point he could just lay back and rest because he know the turtle was taking step by step. Come on now. Is that you in your life? And I want you to understand that. Take your time and do it step by step, and you'll see a big difference in your whole life, whether it's health or whether it's just truly lifestyle changes. You know, your well-being is more important. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Do what you can do. Remember I talk about making sure you plant the seed of life. Cultivate that seed. Come on now. Plan the success of that seed. Making sure you check its progress. Come on now. And the last thing, prioritize your plant. You know, prioritize your crop. Prioritize your life. So you can be the best version of you. So let's keep in mind, we'll give a shout out as I mentioned, Dr. Dijon. He's a physician with the Strips Clinic in Torrey Pines. So we're going to give a shout out because he said it was so important when changes are too drastic. Come on now. Changes are too fast. You didn't want to take the step, you want to run. They will overwhelm you. They're like the hare and the turtle. And it just ran so fast, the rabbit ran so fast, and he got some relax because that turtle ain't come. And the turtle passed by. He didn't win the race. Step by step. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We're going to make sure we get you on the line, share your thoughts. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You have an opportunity to chat and share your thoughts on the Dr. Lowe Show with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, better known as Dr. Lowe. So excited with shout out to the Blue Hook 99. Thank you for a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, my brother. We'll give you, throw it up for you. It's all about working together to support one another. All right, let's look at what are some small steps you can take today to hit your biggest goal. Some small steps you can hit today that you can take today to hit your biggest goal. Small steps. Let's look at it. Number one, make this your bucket list. You don't have to use all of them. You might already have yours. Just make this part of your list. Consider your overarching goals. Consider your overarching goal. Sometimes we overlook some goals that are so important because we don't want to take step by step. Get it all down on paper. Write down all your goals on paper. Everybody said, we got an iPad, we got a tablet, we got a phone, we don't need that. But you know, there's one thing about this paper, so proud to have this paper. This paper is not a reason. When I was regional director of Phi Beta Fraternity in the southern region, this came from my desk. That's plus 20 years ago. See, paper going to be here. Take you take care because it will take care of you. Just remember, get it down on paper. Create your portfolio. These are my goals, and these are the steps I'm going to take to get to my goals. Check the progress of your steps. As the song says, order my steps. Lord, order my steps. Order your steps by writing them down. The next thing is brainstorm what needs to happen. Brainstorm what needs to happen. Sit down and talk with someone. I'm not saying take their advice, but talk with them. Brainstorm what needs to happen. If you got somebody that a cohort, talk with them. Be willing to listen to them. See, effective communication is all about listening first and talking second. See, too many of us want to talk all the time. You know, I always tell people that want to come in the room and try to show how smart they are. They got to be talking all the time. They never hit the mark. They're just talking. Listen first. Talk second. Come up with an action plan. We're talking about some small steps. Hit your biggest goal. Come up with an action plan. You remember when I was talking about the plan? part of that process of the rule for big change. Making sure you have a plan of action. Create a plan. Don't be afraid to follow your plan. Write the plan and work the plan. If you say you want to date, find someone, that was your plan, finding someone to date, then you got to work it. You got to put the work in. See, in a relationship, there's a lot of things that stands out, but there's a bunch of seeds that's so important. Communication, commitment, compromise, consistency, work your plan. Make it measurable. All your goals, what you're trying to do, make it measurable. You say, I want to buy a house. You have to be able to, I will never say you go find the house. It's something about a house, it'll find you. Because I got to remember, I know that don't mean they're sitting going to come to you and knock on your door. But when you're going out looking, it's something about the house. It'll speak to you because this is one God has planned for you. I got to remember when I bought my house, passed by the house 2 or 3 times with the broker. The house was not in the greatest shape. Passed by. Going looking at other houses. But I kept saying, can we go back to that house? Because the house was calling me. It was saying, this is the house right here for you. Because God put this in your plans. It's been here since 1993. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's a blessing. Trusting our Lord and Savior. Make them goals measurable. Adjust to it, but do step by step. Then take action on your goal. I came back and I said, wow, a lot of work. Broker said, we can get it like you want it. So you know what? I told him, let's take action because I had to do my part and they did do your part. Remember, take action on what you need to be or reach the biggest goal. Consider your talent and expertise. Don't go into any deal and not understand you do have some talent and expertise to negotiate and make a decision. Because God has that plan for you. See, if you operate with God's plan and will, it's easy to make the decision. It's easy to accomplish the biggest goal, but you're going to have to do it step by step. Always remember that. The next thing I want to talk about, we're down to 6 minutes, is 8 tiny changes to make your life 10 times more enjoyable. First of all, as I said earlier, and they're going to be some of the same ones, these steps that are going to drastically change your life. See, reprogram your mind. I'm going back to pull some things from there. These are tiny little things. Reprogram your mind to stay positive. Don't let people get you off track by what they say. Make sure you set a goal to be early on the job, to the church, wherever it may be. Clean up after yourself immediately. Don't leave trash because it builds up. Don't leave stuff you could clean up. Don't overcommit. If you don't have the time, say you don't have the time. I have never run across anybody that because when they say, I should do something, they say, I don't have the time, they get so mad with you, they make you feel bad. But you know what? You should feel good because you told the truth, I don't have the time. I can't help you. So don't overcommit. Don't be so predictable. And I'm kind of reemphasizing the one that's drastically changed your life to let you know that they'll make your life enjoyable, 10 times more enjoyable. Swap complaining for expressing gratitude. We talked about that earlier. Don't be complaining about everything. Be grateful. God bless you to wake up in the morning. He protects you. Put that arm of comfort around you and protection every day so you can see a night and see the next day. It's by his choice, his doing. Stop comparing yourself to others. See, we're caught up in trying to compare ourselves. Stop doing that. You are a gift, and God is proud of you. You don't have to prove anything to anybody else because God has already stripped your life. He's the author. He has a plan, and he has a will for you. Just remember, small steps make big changes. Tackle the one thing that you've been putting off. That's an added one. You've been putting something off because you're afraid you're going to fail. You're already failing. Take it step by step to big changes. It's been awesome talking with you today. God is so good. I'm going to give a shout out to those brothers and sisters that's been joining us. We got Jacqueline Davis out of McKinsey, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much. It's just good to have you on here. You know, and God is continuing to bless everyone. And thank you for all that you all did in McKinsey down there to help me stay on the right track. Thank you so much. Tasima Jackson, all sunshine. Thank you to Seema for taking time. And I hope you had an awesome Valentine. All of you had an awesome Valentine Day today, yesterday. We have Brother Darrell Baker. Thank you. That's MCD Bake underscore 1848. The Big Hub, 99. Thank you, brother, and all these brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Darius from Epsilon Theta Sigma out of Greenville, I'm sorry, out of Hainville, Alabama. We have Book underscore Smart underscore 1914, another brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Aaron.Rev, which is a member of Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. That is Pastor. I want to say Brother Pastor Christopher Bennett. Thank you, Brother Bennett, so much. Then we have Pi Epsilon Sigma 1914. Thank you, brothers, for joining us. Man, it's been awesome. You can check us out tonight, man. I tell you, we got an awesome show planned for tonight on the Truly, Truly on Dr. Lowe's show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. Check us out at 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to be talking about some awesome things in regards to just truly, truly looking at red flags in your relationship. Do you know there are red flags? What are the red flags? Can you identify what we're going to talk about tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time? I'm telling you, it's been awesome. We'll look forward to having you tonight. So join us at 7 o'clock. We're going to make you do what you do. I want you to remember that we're still in the pandemic. I know some of the infection rates are saying they're dropping tremendously. People are still dying every day. We still have people that are in the hospital that are dying. And you can say, make it a vax or unvax thing. I'm not all that. One life is important to me. One life. So we always say, be responsible. One life matters. That's the hashtag. Communicate for understanding. Keep the grind on, my brothers and sisters. Grind it out. Small steps to big changes. Also, I want to hashtag mindset. You got to have a mindset. It's said in there. Set your mind to success. You have to set your mind, but you got to take it step by step. Give your family members a hug. Give them a kiss. Tell them you love them. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. If you didn't give anybody anything, it's okay. Your words would ingest a mighty sense of gratitude, saying appreciate what you've done for me. I love your mom. I love your dad. If they're still on this earth, even if not, heavenly. Both of mine have transitioned. I still tell them I love them. because without them, I couldn't be nowhere where I am today. And with our Lord and Savior, he blessed those individuals to conceive and have me and us a blessing. And I always tell you as I close my shoulders out, because I truly feel this way. See, it comes from our heart. These L's are love. Love, live, and learn step by step. This is my heart. I truly, truly share my heart with you. Thank you for being so supportive. Thank you for all 21 countries that have listeners and watchers. God is so good. And last but not least, I want you to always keep in mind, it ain't by chance what God do for us. He do it because it's intent. And you know what you got to do and wake up some morning? And don't ever forget this. He said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you the highest praise. I'm going to give you a shout of hallelujah. And when you get through praising him, truly say amen. Say it from your heart. Because God got you. He's going to take care of you. Trust and believe in him. It's been awesome today. And as we close out, I always tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.
Amen. 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 Didn't see her coming. Girl, it's like I've been running. My mind playing tricks on me. Is she one love for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know if they began to change. You came and turned all around, got me saying amen. From the bed to the snow, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Your love that's spilling on me, like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, and I never ever seen, and I'm eternally thankful. Got me saying amen, from the bed to the snow, from the church